Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Kia ora and welcome to the Kiwi Birth Tales podcast. I am your host, Jordan. I am mum to two beautiful little boys, Jai and Ali. I also host the Your Birth Project online hypnobirthing course and the Mini Kiwis First Aid course for parents of under 5-year-olds. And I have an online store attached to Your Birth Project, which encompasses everything pregnancy, birth, and postpartum related. So just absolutely love that side of the business. I'm also a very, very passionate storyteller and a lover of all things birth. So hence why I am leading you on this podcast. I'm not an advocate for any particular type of birth or model of birth care. I am simply here to hold space for this platform for you to share your beautiful stories with us all. You'll hear stories of joy, of heartbreak, of love, of loss, and each family has a different experience to share. I'm trying to bring to light stories that we often only tell in the darkest of places or to our closest of friends, but really are so important for everybody to hear. So I hope that you love the podcast of these beautiful families all over Aotearoa, and I will let you jump into the podcast now. Enjoy. Okay, welcome to the little merger of Kiwi Birth Tales and Your Birth Project. This is a bite-sized episode where I am going to talk to you about something birth preparation, and this is stemmed from my course Your Birth Project, which is an online hypnobirthing course designed to help you have your best birth. And also my online store, which is pregnancy, birth, and postpartum related products for you, and a few little newborn goodies in there as well. And everything in the store I've either tried and loved myself, or I've had submitted from mums in the Kiwi Birth Tales or Your Birth Project family. So very pleased to be bringing you this episode. And today I am actually going to be talking about something that I've shared a few times on the Your Birth Project Instagram account, and it is around creating your best birth environment. And what do I mean by that? So when you are planning or thinking about your birth and you're thinking about where you want to give birth, what that might look like, the ideal sort of environment that you create to give birth is a really good way to think about it is like somewhere your cat might go to give birth. So mammals or cats, as a good example, would go to somewhere that there's not many people around. It would probably be the nighttime, or they'd go somewhere that's really dimly lit, somewhere that feels warm and comfortable, where they feel safe, like they're not being watched. So if we use that as an example, it's a really good way to think about sort of creating your birth environment based off of that. So you want to think about, where do you feel most comfortable and most relaxed, and what is happening when you're in that space? So what is it about that space that makes you feel so relaxed and so comfortable? And then you want to try and replicate that place or that feeling as much as you possibly can for all of your different senses. So sight, hearing, touch, smell, and taste. And you can absolutely do that in a hospital or a birth center or wherever you're planning to give birth. Like, this isn't just conducive to home births, but if home is where you feel most comfortable, then absolutely, maybe that's something that you could explore with your midwife. But yeah, so you're trying to replicate that place and that feeling as much as possible for all of your senses. And then you have the ability to sort of let your hormones do their thing, because you're feeling so comfortable, you're feeling so relaxed, that oxytocin is able to flow. You're not sort of increasing the adrenaline in that environment. So yeah, really important to think about, where do you feel the most comfortable, and then how can you recreate that feeling? It can be a really good idea to write down these things as you sort of think through them. So it'll help you form part of your birth goals or your birth plan when you get around to that. But be pretty detailed. So if it's your bedroom that you're feeling the most comfortable in, is it your bedding? Is it your bed? Is it your surrounding? Is it what's on the wall? Is it the music that's playing? Is it what you can hear? Is it the lights? Are they off? Like, try to be really detailed about what's happening around you when you think about that and when you're writing it down. So if we work through the senses, the first one is sight. So what can you see around you? How is the room lit? Are the lights on? Are they off? Are they dimmed? Do you have something like a sleeping mask that you might use, or something that helps you block out other distractions? Is there something that's keeping time around you? Like, are you watching the clock or not? How do you tell the time? Are the curtains open or closed? What does that look like? And then you might move on to hearing. So what can you hear? Do you have music playing, meditations, white noise? What language do people use when they're in your space? All of those different types of things that make you feel really good. Who's talking to you? What affirmations are you using? What affirmations can you read? What are you saying to yourself? So think about all of those different types of things. The next one is touch. So what are you wearing? What do you have on when you feel really comfortable? Are you sitting? Are you laying down? What tools make you feel good? Like, is it your favorite pillow or a blanket or a safety water bottle or whatever you might have in your space that you can touch and feel? And also, how are you being touched? Like, if your partner's there or if someone's in your space, are they holding your hand? Are they rubbing your arm? Are they playing with your hair? Like, what types of things do they do in your space that makes you feel good? And equally, how do you make yourself feel good? And feel free to sort of delve into the self-pleasure side of that, because that is absolutely an oxytocin builder. And for me personally, in my labors, there's no way I felt like doing that. But there are a lot of people who do feel that way in labor. So if self-pleasure sort of falls into that space, then make sure you write that down too. What tools sort of take your mind off things? If you are experiencing a pain or a sensation that might be intense, like, do you use a heat pack or do you use an ice pack? Do you use water? What things can you sort of feel? Do you go in the shower? Do you go in the bath? All of those different types of things, to write that down. And then we might move on to smell. So do you have an essential oil that you love? Do you have a spray that you spray on your bed linen? Do you have a candle that you can replicate in a diffuser or something like that? Like, what smells it in your space? Is it the cologne that your partner wears? How can you incorporate that into your birthing space? So can you spray it on your pillow, or can you spray it on your clothes, or what does that look like? So have a think about that. And then taste. So what are you drinking? And it's not alcohol, it's not the answer, but what are you drinking when you are relaxed and feeling good and comfortable? So it might be like a herbal tea that you love, or it might be a warm water, or it might be a different type of drink that helps you to feel hydrated and comfortable. Like, what are you drinking and what might you be eating that makes you feel energized and good in your space? So think about those different types of things, write them down. They will help you to form the birth environment section of your birth goals, and we talk about that in depth in the Your Birth Project course. So if you want to find out more about that, I post about it on my Instagram on Your Birth Project. I also talk about it in the Your Birth Project course, which is designed to help you create your best birth. So if you want to hear more, go there, come back weekly, because I'm going to try and do more of these episodes, and I hope you've enjoyed this. I'd love to hear your feedback, so make sure you leave me a comment on the social media, send me an email, jordan@yourbirthproject.com or kiwibirthtales@gmail.com if you want to submit your birth story. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.